DJW Mobile.
Getting 0TR Mobile.
What are you doing out and about after dark?
Well, I'm on the approach to runway 4 right now. Running about 50 knots. Oh, it was Bernice's birthday yesterday, and the kids had a whole lot of basketball and some soccer games and that, so they had her birthday this evening, and Amy made barbecued ribs and pulled pork and all kinds of stuff. And we're just leaving now and headed towards home.
Waiting for a car to turn. I didn't know if what he was going to do. So, you're down around Five Forks, is that where they live?
Exactly. They live, you go 14 and Pelham, and then turn south on Batesville in at Bernice. And down that ways, a couple of miles, and hang a left back into the Mahaffey Plantation, is what they call that area. It's very pretty. Yeah, here comes a plane in on approach now, Dave. We're just getting ready to cross I-85. How's your day?
I just finished watching the race, watching Logano win. He got kind of tight there at the end. He decided to stay out instead of going in and getting tires with four laps to go, and that was a good decision. He won. Now I got to go get next week's lunches at Ingles. Then I might pick up some KFC or something like that for supper. But got some programming done earlier in the day on the repeater controller. So that was a good thing. I was able to spend a little bit of time on that.
Oh, that's good. Now, is this on the one that's going to be up there, or a new one, or exactly what, Dave?
It's the prototype that will be up there. We're thinking about maybe 2 weeks from now, not next weekend, but the next weekend, because I think they've got the linking antenna ready, and it'll be ready sometime around that point to do another run. We've added like six pieces of functionality since then, so it'll be ready to put that in there and test it out. This way, if you have to do any tweaking on it, you can do it from down in the valley. You don't have to make a trip up to the mountain to do it.
Well, that sounds good, Dave. Oh, they had some the class at it wasn't the class. It was at Greer Amateur Radio Club. This gentleman's been teaching quite a number of us how to work with an Arduino. I've heard you mention those before, a long time ago. Yeah, there goes a plane taking off right now, right over us. And I don't know if I'm going to mess with it or not. I made enough blinking LEDs and things like that in my life that I don't think I need to do that anymore. But anyways, you can do a lot with those. The grandson was making me a battery holder down there. I bought the whole family, I guess you'd say, a 3D printer for Christmas. It was his present, but anyone in the family can use it. Well, I'm impressed by what those 3D printers can do.
One of those eventually. I keep putting it off. I've got the CNC machine, but not the 3D. I've got the one that subtracts, but not the one that adds. And they look kind of interesting. I see a lot of the guys, I subscribe to a lot of those groups, those forums, and a lot of guys flying multirotors make parts to hold, like camera parts or speed controller parts or just tons of things, little tiny things that you can make with a CNC machine, but it's a whole lot more effort. Anyway, Tom, I'm pulling in at Ingles. I'm going to run in here and get something. You might still be mobile when I come out because I don't have that much to pick up. Anyway, if I talk to you again, I'll see you in a little bit. If not, good talking to you.
Same here, Dave. South Orkney Islands on down there now, which is rather rare. I don't know if you do anything like that anymore or not, but they're a VP something or other, NJ, I think it is. VP9NJ or such. Boy, that's a remote place, let me tell you. That looks like, well, it's Antarctica just about. See you later, Dave. 73s. Have a good time there. And we're down here on Buncombe, coming up towards the McDonald's corner. W4DJW N0TR clear.